This is Sunflower Sutra from Allen Ginsberg. I walked on the banks of the Tin Can Banana Dock and sat down under the huge shade of a Southern Pacific locomotive to look at the sunset over the Boxhouse Hills and cry. Jack Kerouac sat beside me on a busted rusty iron pole, companion. We thought the same thoughts of the soul, bleak and blue and sad-eyed, surrounded by the gnarled steel roots of trees of machinery. The oily water on the river mirrored the red sky. Sun sank on top of the final Frisco peaks. No fish in that stream. No hermit in those mounts. Just ourselves, roomy-eyed and hungover, like old bums on the riverbank. Tired, wily. "Look at the sunflower," he said. There was a dead gray shadow against the sky, big as a man, sitting dry on top of a pile of ancient sawdust. I rushed up, enchanted. It was my first sunflower. Memories of Blake, my visions, Harlem, and hells of the eastern rivers. Bridges clanking Joe's greasy sandwiches, dead baby carriages, black treadless tires forgotten and unretreaded. The poem of the riverbank. Condoms and pots, steel knives, nothing stainless, only the dank muck and the razor-sharp artifacts passing into the past. And the gray sunflower, poised against the sunset, crackly, bleak, and dusty with the smut and smog and smoke of olden locomotives in its eye, corolla of bleary spikes pushed down and broken like a battered crown, seeds fallen out of its face, soon to be toothless mouth of sunny airs, sun rays obliterated on its hairy head like a dried wire spiderweb. Leaves stuck out like arms of the stem, gestures from the sawdust root, broken pieces of plaster fallen out of the black twigs, a dead fly in its ear. Unholy, battered old thing you were, my sunflower. Oh, my soul, I loved you then. The grime was no man's grime, but death and human locomotives. That dress of dust, that veil of darkened railroad skin, that smog of cheek, that eyelid of black misery, that sooty hand or phallus or protuberance of artificial, worse than dirt, industrial, modern, all that civilization spotting your crazy golden crown. And those blear thoughts of death and dusty, loveless eyes and ends and withered roots below, in the home pile of sand and sawdust, rubber dollar bills, skin of machinery, the guts and innards of the weeping coffin car, the empty, lonely tin cans with their rusty tongues alack, what more could I name? The smoked ashes of some cock cigar, the cunts of wheelbarrows and the milky breasts of cars, worn-out asses of chairs and sphincters of dynamos, all these entangled in your mummied roots, and you there standing before me in the sunset, all your glory in your form. A perfect beauty of a sunflower, a perfect excellent lovely sunflower existence, a sweet, natural eye to the new hip moon, woke up alive and excited, grasping in the sunset shadow sunrise golden monthly breeze. How many flies buzzed round you, innocent of your grime, while you cursed the heavens of the railroad and your flower soul? Poor dead flower. When did you forget you were a flower? When did you look at your skin and decide you were an impotent, dirty old locomotive? The ghost of a locomotive, the specter and shade of a once powerful, mad American locomotive. You were never no locomotive, sunflower. You were a sunflower. And you, locomotive, you are a locomotive. Forget me not. So I grabbed up the skeleton-thick sunflower and stuck it at my side like a scepter. And deliver my sermon to my soul, and Jack's soul too, and anyone who'll listen. We're not our skin of grime. We're not our dread, bleak, dusty, imageless locomotive. We're all beautiful golden sunflowers inside. We're blessed by our own seed and golden, hairy, naked accomplishment bodies, growing into mad, black, formal sunflowers in the sunset, spied on by our eyes under the shadow of the mad locomotive riverbank sunset, Frisco hilly tin can evening sit down. Vision.